Hey guys, my name is Ashley Pierre, and I'm your host. And last week, right now, this is season one, episode two. You know, last week's episode was it was all right. That was the first podcast episode I've ever done in my life, so obviously it wasn't the best, and there's a lot of room for improvement in the future. As in this episode, I wanted to try something a little different. In this episode, I'm going to bring my friend Jack onto the podcast and ask him some questions about what it's like being an eighth grader in California. But before I do that, I need to talk about something else, and then I'll get into the news. So this is the schedule for today. I'm going to talk about this other thing, get into the news, then interview my friend Jack. So what is the thing I'm going to talk about right now? Well, I basically asked my friends to tell me the response to what they thought of the podcast. And I asked my friend Armand, and he said there was some stuff I could improve. He said the last episode was very boring and there was nothing special about it. Thank you, Armand. Well, you know, I thought it would be great if I brought him onto the podcast next week. So next week, I am going to bring Armand onto the podcast, and he's going to tell me some stuff that I can improve on during the podcast episode. So that will be really interesting, so stay tuned for next week's episode. But now we got to get into the intro, and then we'll get into the news. You know, this week was kind of nothing really. That was a weird sound I just made, but nothing really exciting happened. First, let's go into some celebrities' birthdays for March 10th. So I'm publishing it on this day. First, we got John Hamm, who played a Buddy in Baby Driver. He turned 46. Emily Osment, who played in Hannah Montana and Young and Hungry, turned 25. Chuck Norris turned 77. And Robin Thicke turned 40. So those are celebrity birthdays. There are a lot more, but those are the most relevant celebrities at the moment. Actors, producers, and even a musical person, Robin Thicke. Now, BuzzFeed published an article talking about what one of the teens that was unfortunately shot and killed in the mass shooting that happened on Valentine's Day this year in 2018. And they were talking about, like, how she was on a soccer team, so, you know, her cleats were there. You know, in my opinion, I think this is just my opinion. I honestly think this is, like, kind of messed up in a way, how BuzzFeed is making an article about what the team left behind. I understand some people would be curious about what was in her room and stuff like that. But, you know, even her parents were, like, taking pictures of stuff that was in her room. I mean, okay, so I'm about to say something. It's completely my opinion, but I'm still trying to render if I think it would be okay, even if a parent posted that on their Facebook. I'm not saying that a parent's not allowed. Like, I'm not saying that they're not allowed to do something. Just I'm trying to render my own opinion. But I think, just in my opinion, it's completely messed up that BuzzFeed published an article about that, because I feel like that'd be very personal. If I had passed away for something like a mass shooting, I wouldn't want my parents taking pictures about what was in my room. I do think it's important to honor the people that did happen to have been killed. And what's really cool is next Wednesday at my school, there's this like walkout time where we get to walk out for 17 minutes. And I think it was kind of messed up that I said we get to. I should say, by honoring the people that unfortunately died during the mass shooting during Valentine's Day, well, we have a choice if we will walk out during class to honor the people that unfortunately passed away. So I am probably going to do it. I will tell you next week, or in the next episode, if I do end up doing it. And I'll also share my experience. You know, what I'm actually kind of sad about and what I'm nervous about is if people actually just doing this to get out of class, or if people actually are going to honor the people that actually, you know, passed away. So hopefully people don't just find this as an excuse to go find their friends around campus and talk with them and, you know, go on, like, Instagram and Snapchat. Or, you know, what would be even worse if they were on Snapchat and, like, honoring the people that died and pretending to be sad like they care when they really don't, because that's completely messed up. But hopefully that doesn't happen. Next, in the news, we got some Wonder Woman news. I saw Wonder Woman last year. It was pretty good. I saw it 3 times, I think. I saw it once in the theater. Actually, no, I think I saw it twice. And then again, when I went on vacation during the summer to my aunt's house in New York. So, some news about Wonder Woman. Kristen Wiig is going to play the new villain in Wonder Woman's new movie. Patty Jenkins confirmed this on her Twitter, and she said that the villain that Kristen will be playing will be Cheetah. And Cheetah is an archaeologist who is actually, like, she actually has the ability to morph into a human cheetah hybrid that has superhuman speed, strength, and agility. So that will be interesting. Wonder Woman is this amazing superhero, and I'm confused how this person, Cheetah, will really pose that much of a threat against Wonder Woman. But, you know, I am interested to see how Cheetah turns, or at least the person that Kristen Wiig is playing, turns from this regular archaeologist into a bad guy. Because, you know, I don't know if this is messed up in a way, but, you know, sometimes I'm actually more interested in the villain stories than the superhero, because a villain has motives for doing what they're doing, and in my opinion, that's more interesting than an actual superhero story. So it'd be really cool. I mean, they're coming out with a new Venom movie, which is amazing, because I haven't watched that many movies. I do watch a lot, but, you know, old movies, and I don't really remember seeing a movie where they really focused on the villain more than the actual superhero. So I can't wait to see Venom, because it's really, in my opinion, it's really interesting to see how a normal person turns into this villain who wants to take over the world or even kill people or hurt people. So that's interesting. Can't wait to see Venom, and can't wait to see this new Wonder Woman movie. Some news with Twitter. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said in a Periscope live stream that the company is working on letting any Twitter user become verified, and I do not like this because I feel the checkmark is a symbol of credibility. If you see somebody with a checkmark, you think they're either a celebrity, an influencer, a journalist, somebody with some sort of credibility to their name. And I feel like if a lot of people have had it, then it would be confusing. Now, this article about it was published to The Verge, and in the comments, somebody said, what if they had, like, it was either switched, like, if they had a really light thing, checkmark, then they would be what they are now, as influencer, celebrity, musician, something like that. But if they had, like, a dark check mark, then they were just somebody, a regular person. And honestly, I'm actually confused about why Twitter wants to do this. Now, The Verge said that the intention is to open verification to everyone. That's what Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, said. And to do it in any way that's scalable, where Twitter is not in the way and people can verify more facts about themselves, and we don't have to be the judge or imply any bias on our part. Twitter said that they don't want the blue check mark to be a symbol of credibility, which I don't understand. And you know what would be really bad? It would be really bad if other platforms adapted the update that Twitter may soon be making in the future. And by other platforms, I mean Instagram. If Instagram adapts the same update that Twitter might, you know, add, I don't even know if Twitter will be, but Periscope, Twitter, they're related, right? Twitter has been trying to use Periscope to explain to the audience what stuff is going on so they're not as transparent. This would be an amazing idea if YouTube did this too, except they don't have to use YouTube. They could use YouTube Live. So YouTube isn't as transparent, because people have been arguing that YouTube is so transparent about what they're doing with, you know, monetization and other stuff that's been going on. That's a little fishy, especially with Logan Paul. But yeah, I kind of doubt that Instagram will adapt what Twitter's trying to do. I doubt it. Hopefully they don't, because it would suck if they did. Okay, so next I got something very, very weird, but at the same time, like, not a bad idea. Like, this is legitimately smart. So there is this thing called the family cloth, and it's a reusable alternative to toilet paper made of rags, old t-shirts, sewn fabric, or purchased cloth wipes. They are mostly used for wiping pee, but some families use them for poop and periods. So instead of using toilet paper, you're going to be using these wipes. And I don't mean like wipes that you throw in the trash can. I mean like a cloth. Like imagine like old blankets and t-shirts sewn into this thing, okay? So it's an alternative to paper or to toilet paper. And it's great because it's reusable. Like I said, it's used for wiping pee, but some families use them for poop and periods. You know, this makes you do more laundry, but you don't have to purchase toilet paper all the time. And people are starting to do this because, you know, I calculated it. I use about 50 rolls of toilet paper a year because I use the same bathroom as my sister, and we go through 2 rolls a week, so that basically means I go through 1. That's about $90 just for me. So if you have a family of 4, 9 times 4 equals 36. So that's $360 a year for toilet paper, maybe more, maybe less. Each year, American toilet paper consumes anywhere from 7.5 to 54 million trees, according to The Verge or BuzzFeed. I don't know where this was from. This was either from The Verge or BuzzFeed. But what would you do in this situation? American toilet paper consumes from 7.5 to 54. Actually, that's a really big difference from 7.5 to 54. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Why would they make the margin so big? But whatever. What would you do in that situation? Would you keep on purchasing toilet paper and be like almost every other American family? Or would you jump on this cool solution of using a family cloth? Ew, that's kind of disgusting. Now I'm thinking about it. What if you pooped? You're wiping your poop on there and then you're putting it with your other clothes. Well, actually, you probably wouldn't put it with your other clothes. Ew, that's disgusting now that I'm thinking about it. But anyways, what would you do? Well, the best solution is not one of the options. It's to get a bidet. You know what a bidet is? It's the thing where it squirts water into, like, your butt. Sounded really weird to say. You know, I've tried it before. I'm friends with a Japanese family, and they have it in their house. And I tried it, and it's so cool. Oh, my gosh. It just squirts the water into your butthole. Oh, my God. What am I talking about? Oh, this is so weird. Okay, well, it squirts the water into, you know, what I'm talking about. And you might think it's really expensive, $200 to $300. Well, there's one on Amazon for, you know, you would never guess. Okay, let me just imagine the price, okay? There's one on Amazon. It has about 6,500 customer reviews, and it's rated 4.5 stars. That's, you know, it's pretty good. 4.5 for 6,500, well, about 6,500 reviews. Well, you've had time to guess how much it costs. It costs only $25. That's pretty great. $25 for a bidet. And it's just an attachment that you put onto your toilet. So it's not like you need any, like, service person to, like, attach it. You could do it yourself for only $25. So, of course, you would still have to purchase toilet paper, but you wouldn't be using nearly as much as you would used to, since it would clean everything and you just, you know, wipe for... One, for like a habit, and 2, wiping the water. You save money. You save a lot of money, and you don't have to use this family cloth thing that's disgusting. We got through all the news from this week. Yeah, it wasn't that much. Like, that was not a lot of news. We got to get into the interview part. I'm going to be interviewing my friend Jack. He's going to hop on to the Discord, and I'm going to ask him some questions about what it's like being an 8th grade boy in California. Let's get Jack on the line. Okay, so I'm back with Jack Vedder. How you doing, Jack?
Good, and you?
Good. This is so weird. Like, I've never, like, interviewed somebody on a podcast before. This is a new experience.
I've never been on a podcast before.
This is my second time on a podcast, one that I created. It's cool, because it got... on the iTunes store. What? It took forever. Like, I sent it in.
How'd you do that? Like, how'd you get it on there?
I had to send it to them, and they had to, like, I think they had to listen to it and, like, approve the graphics and approve it just to make sure, like, garbage isn't being put on their, like, podcast. Like, they've had some garbage apps on the app store.
I bet.
But it's not like the Google Play Store. Like, the Google Play Store has such garbage
on, I know, like, you can just put, apps. Like, anything on there.
Yeah, it's so bad. But anyways, let's get into the actual topic today. Being in middle school, that's all the news that we had. So yeah, being in middle school, let me ask you, Jack, what's it like being an 8th grade boy in a public school in California?
Well, I'm not sure what it's like being exactly a boy, because, like, most of the boys at our school are, like, popular and play basketball and stuff, but I just sit there in front of the library. But other than that, just being an 8th grader, it's mostly just stressful. Like, I understand that in high school it's going to be even harder, but
mm-hmm.
I still, like, we're pumping out tests, like, 3 tests every week, and I just haven't had time. That's mainly the reason why I haven't started watching Black Mirror, is because I just didn't have time to.
Oh, that's interesting. So you say that you stay in front of the library. What are some observations you made of the kids around the campus?
Well, you got, like, the popular area, which is, like, the wall in the middle of the school.
Yeah, just refrain from saying any names, but, like names of people. But, yeah, just keep going.
And then you have the library where all the nerds hang out, I guess. They eat their lunch and then go straight into to do their studying or whatever. And then there's just, like, the tables where it's just, like, a mix of both, where it's, like, the nerds and just, like, kids that like to talk to each other.
Okay, so what would you classify as a nerd?
Well, I don't know exactly a nerd, but, like, maybe, like, all A's and B's, and, like, they're studying all during lunch and brunch and, yep.
This is just observations around our campus. So we're going to refrain from saying the name of the school because for privacy purposes. But this is a middle school for 7th and 8th grade. And then Jack and I will be going to high school next year, which has 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, obviously. What do you get stressed about? Like, you said there's tests, but, like, what are the tests like?
Well, it's just mainly that I don't want my parents to be disappointed if I get a bad grade. Mm-hmm. Like, usually it's just math test and history test and English test every once in a while. Well, English is every once in a while, but the other subjects are kind of busy. And just homework, it's just not a lot of time to get anything done. Because I also have stuff going on, like I'm doing voice acting for a website.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, and editing, and yeah. So I haven't had time, really.
How would you classify somebody that is popular?
Everyone at the school, even the nerds and the people that sit at the table, they all know their names. They have at least, like, 1,000-plus followers that go to the same school, and, like, other people they might not even know on Instagram and Snapchat. They sit at the wall, like I said, the middle of the school.
Do you think they're nice or they're mean?
It just depends who they are, really. Like, I used to sit at the wall, but I wasn't popular. I just, I wanted to go there to see what it was like. And some of the kids are nice, but usually they're just, like, they get, the kids are mostly, like, F's and D's grades.
Well, some of them are actually smart, like, not even joking.
Yeah, some of them are smart, for sure, but, like, most of them that I know, that I know, like, the names, like almost everyone at the school would, like 7th and 8th, get mostly F's and D's. I'm not sure exactly why, but I guess they have too much time. They're too busy being popular.
So have you ever had any experiences with any of them that were not pleasant?
Not the one that I could think of right now, no.
How about any of your friends?
Any of my friends?
Like, have had any experiences with them which were not pleasant?
I'm not sure. We just try to stay not associated with them. We try to stay away from them.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Last Week Right Now, Season 1, Episode 2 with Ashley Pierre. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. If you're listening to it on iTunes, please rate it 5 stars, because it really helps me out, because when people come, they're like, oh my gosh, it was so cool. And I'm in the middle of starting 2 new podcasts, one for Vertical, and that is going to be a daily show. So you know how this is weekly, that's posted on Saturdays. Actually, might change that date to Sundays, I don't know yet. Or it might be published on either Saturday or Sunday. Well, Vertical Media News is going to be a show that's more frequently, it's going to be shorter. I'm going to publish them on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on the iTunes store. They're probably going to be less than 10 minutes long. Second, a podcast called Ashley Talks to Creative People, where I do exactly what the podcast says. I talk to creative people. I talk about, you know, what it's like being an entrepreneur and what they do. For what are their tips for content creation? Content creation, what their process is and stuff. I create a lot of content. I'm starting 3 podcasts. That's a lot of content. And I'm starting a YouTube channel. So I need to know some stuff for content creation. I need to, like, have tips and a process and stuff. So we talk a lot about that. I interview YouTubers about stuff like that. It's pretty cool. Also, check out my YouTube channel. I don't know why I'm saying that, actually, because if you're listening to this on the day that the podcast was published, my YouTube channel isn't even up yet. And I'm also creating a website for myself. I'll start telling you guys about it more in the next episode when more stuff happens. So, Vertical Media News is going to be, the first episode is going to be on Monday, and Ashley Talks to Creative People, I'm probably going to publish that on Sunday and try to get that onto the iTunes store as well. Actually, both of the other podcasts on the iTunes store as well. So, hopefully, you listen to them, because they'll be lit. If you like my personality, I'm going to have the same personality in that show, too, or in those shows, too, because it'll be my personality, because, you know, it's my personality. It's how I am in real life. I have also decided I'm going to try to get somebody to talk to, or somebody to, you know, interview and ask questions in every single episode of Last Week Right Now. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to try my hardest. And it's going to be fun. You know, I told you guys Armand might be in the next episode. I don't know yet. But after that, I'm going to try to get a really special guest. Somebody that has definitely impacted my life for the better. And you'll find out who that is in the next episode. It's been a pleasure talking to y'all. And I'll see you in the next episode of Last Week Right Now, Season 1, Episode 2. Well, this was Season 1, Episode 2. Peace out, y'all. I'll see you next Saturday.